This is Radio City Talk.
Right, drama. Drama at the very end of the Masters last night. Sensational Sergio is one of the headlines on the papers today. Garcia wins his first major, beats Justin Rose in a dramatic playoff at Augusta. I'm joined by our very own Dave Downey, who was up till the early hours commiserating over his idea that Sergio would never win a major. That would be correct,
stop
wouldn't it,
Stop pulling
David?
Me up on that.
Okay.
I only said it after the 18th, in the playoff.
And also golf pro and former caddy on the European Tour, Alex Elliott. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Did you have a late night?
Definitely, yeah. Just sat there watching on the iPad till about 1 o'clock in the morning, enjoying every single minute of it. All that drama on the back nine of the Masters, it was absolutely fantastic to watch.
Right, let's get a bit of background on yourself. You're a golf pro now at Bramall.
Yes, I'm based in Manchester. I'm a golf coach. I also run like a YouTube channel. Offering tips, advice, kind of just a background of what I do as a golfer, trying to improve people, and just giving an insight of when I carried an European Tour, kind of it just encompassing everything that I've learned and I want to share with everybody else and just really, really offering those tips. And some of the feedback I've got so far has been fantastic.
So you could improve Dave's golf game
if he
watches you. Dave,
you haven't seen my golf game, mate. There's no improving it.
He was boasting to me before. He played Cardon at the weekend. He's second in his society at the moment, so he's getting a bit ahead of himself, but he might need a few tips off you, Alex.
We'll offer them for you, Dave.
Yeah, please do, mate. Desperately needed.
Right, you have got a bit of credibility with the caddying as well.
Definitely.
So Simon Dyson, one of those who you carried the bag for. Who else have you?
Yeah, Tom Murray. We actually had a really good 2 years. So I started off caddying on the main tour for him, did a bit on Challenge Tour. And then from there, we actually won in Ireland. So that was a really great experience. Very much like Sergio and Rose last night, we were in a playoff. So that was really exciting. Tom forced a putt to get into the playoff. And then hold a great putt. And that really was kind of that excitement that you can see on Sergio's face last night was absolutely fantastic. And to kind of have that, not as a player, but as a caddy, and you can kind of relate to it. And it was absolutely fantastic to see him. And then having been there myself, you can kind of think, oh, that bit of a monkey off your back winning your first event. And then for Sergio winning his first Masters and first major, I think it's 74th attempt at winning a major. And to win that is absolutely fantastic. And I think some people may have even doubted him in the playoff and thought, oh, that could be his kind of, still monkey on his back. Yeah, he's got to the playoff. He's got a little bit closer than he has before. But then for him to really do it and finish it is kind of, I think the whole golfing community is kind of behind him with that. And you can see most of the reaction of the players, especially Rose, was kind of, well done. And kind of not really wanting to be like emotional about it. But I think a lot of the golfing world really, really can kind of get heartfelt warmth about it and kind of really get behind him as a player and as a person with it.
In professional sport, the very best get to this stage where they're emotionally unaffected, aren't they? And I always thought Sergio was a bit affected by everything, the sort of person that would drag his putt at an important moment or lose his cool. But actually, you saw, didn't you, Dave, come the very end, he kept his nerve massively.
Yeah, and that's why, you laugh and joke about me writing him off, but that's why on the 18th, I thought he'd lost it and he'd lose his head after missing that one. Because he said after it, he'd hit that putt about 3 or 4 times in the practice sessions. And it always broke to the left, so he played it on the right edge and it just didn't break for him. And I always had, there was always a feeling with him that he'd be one of the greats to never win one. I mean, I know a lot of people talk about Montgomery, Lee Westwood as well. He seems to be one that we always seem to back, certainly me and you, in terms of putting a few quid on it. But they always, the hard luck stories come to them really easily. And that's what I thought when that happened. I thought, this is it, now he'll blow it. And I think Paul McGinley made the comment when they were getting in the buggies back up to the 18th tee that his body language, he just looked like he was gone. And all credit to him to pull himself together, having had the chance and taking it away from him. I mean, it takes massive nerve. And hopefully now this is, you know, the floodgates open now and he doesn't have that feeling when he comes to those sort of times in his career and he's able to go on and win a few more.
I'm not sure you can prepare for those moments, Alex, can you? I mean, you're saying you had a similar situation.
Yeah.
Was there anything the caddy could, anything you did at your time with Tom?
For me, it was kind of the 13th was a turning point where Rose kind of missed a short birdie putt and then Garcia kind of made that par and that kind of almost shifted the momentum, not back to Garcia, but kind of gave him that fight. And then I think as a caddy, you're kind of playing that role where you're keeping him level, keeping him going. Like, come on, we've still got a chance. Like, we're living the dream here. When the back nine of the Masters, like, what more could you want to be in contention? The back nine, the patrons roaring. And just to really have that, the caddy's just got to keep him calm. And it is a bit of a cliche in golf, take every shot at a time. But really the caddy just wants him to get a yardage, get your club, and just really just perform that shot or that moment and not let your emotions run away with you. And I think Garcia did a very, very good job of that and keeping himself level-headed. And he just looked like it was kind of his day. I don't know if anything to be do with like the 60th birthday of his childhood hero, Seve, or it was...
You say that, but then on the 13th, when he bashed it into the woods, the trees, you're thinking, well, he's completely lost his head here.
Yeah, and I think, but like that putt that he held for the par, and then to follow it up with a birdie on 14 and eagle on 15, it was kind of...
He'd got the momentum then, hadn't he? Yeah.
But then for Rose to kind of follow up and knock it inside him or just outside him on 16, the par 3, and then hold it, and then Garcia miss. And I think, Dave, like you said there, people are thinking, oh, no, he's done it again here. He's done it again. He's given himself a great chance, but he's missed a short putt because it's kind of like the old Sergio, a weak kind of left-to-right putt. It was kind of more like, oh, no, I've missed it. And then to kind of, like you say, I think everybody's writing him off, but then to come back and win is just unbelievable for him.
He's never one that raises it at the hole either, is he?
No.
You know what I mean? You see some players like Jordan Spieth, McIlroy, they'll always race the ball at the hole, try and hit the centre of the cup, and if they miss it, they sort of putt without fear because they're not afraid of the one back. He's always been a little bit more tentative, and that one on 16, I think's epitomised sort of up to that point in his career with the putter, because... I mean, he seems to have a different putter every single event he goes to. He just can't settle on it. And it's always been the one flawed in his game because tee to green, he's immense. He always has been one of the best drivers of a golf ball you'll ever see. But you've seen on that, and I thought that was the other occasion. I thought he's completely gone because he hit a fantastic shot to follow Rose in on that hole. And then to miss the... I mean, it was a shorter putt than what Rose had. And he didn't even reach the hole with it. It was short, and I fell for him there, and I felt he was gone, but... Just magnificent the way he come back, and to have the nerve to hold yourself together at that point. I mean, when everything's against you, I mean, it was like a microcosm of his entire career in majors, all come at the same time. He had it within his grasp. It was taken away from him. He made some crucial errors. And you think, this is it now. And then it was like the bubble just burst when he was able to win that playoff. I'm just delighted for him because he's one of the best.
I don't care if you're Sergio or whoever you are. You're going to be nervous, aren't you? Mm,
definitely.
You know, especially with your second shot on the playoff hole. You're going to have a few shakes about you.
I think it kind of helped him that, I'm not saying Rose gifted it him, but Rose hitting that shot into the woods on the first playoff hole kind of probably, great, I've hit the fairway here. I've got the head, I've got the lead. And then Rose chipping out the trees. Sergio, all they had to do really is hit the green. And I know you can't kind of get ahead of yourself, and Rose could have held a long putt. And then if Sergio hadn't held that for birdie on the playoff hole, it would have been back down the hole again. But I think it definitely helped that kind of Rose hit it into the trees. It's kind of settled him down, and all they had to do is kind of hit the green, and he was definitely ahead of the race, and he was had that opportunity to kind of fulfil that dream and do that. Kind of really helped him. But it was kind of a classic match play situation throughout the whole, the back nine. Rose had the lead, Garcia, eagle, birdie. But then even it was a bit of a match play situation, anytime the Masters, like we saw last year with Jordan Spieth, no lead is big enough.
Yeah.
The pressure, like you were saying, Steve, is just, it's unbelievable. And to be in that situation, I don't think, obviously, everybody thought it'd be between those two in a two-horse race, but I think at the same time, you kind of can't write off people that are coming up the leaderboard behind, like Paul Casey had a great round, Thomas Peters, Kuchar having a hole-in-one on the 16th. You can't write anybody else off because... You just know the drama at the Masters. Anything can happen, like Danny Willett won in last year, Jordan Spieth collapsing.
Well, how often do you see in a big tournament a two-shot lead not being enough? It happens, doesn't it?
Well, it was four last year for Spieth, wasn't it? And then he had his troubles at the 12th. I think what Alex says is absolutely right. When you get to on the Sunday, if you're able in a position to post a score, as in getting the clubhouse like Kuchar did, 5 under, you sort of think, well, you've got half a chance here. And it was no coincidence that Kuchar was one of the first people to congratulate Garcia because he's obviously hung around, hasn't he, thinking that somebody's going to have a calamitous hole. But I wanted to ask you, though, are you surprised Justin Rose didn't go for it on his second shot on the playoff? I know he said afterwards that it was too much of an ask to sort of get that much of a fade on it.
I am surprised that he kind of chips it out to where he did, but he's obviously playing to a strategy, playing thinking, oh, I just want to at least force a four here. I don't want to go for the green, short side myself. And I think if you miss it left on 18...
No man's land.
You know man's land. And I think he was thinking, right, I've got to force a four here. I don't want to gift him a bogey. As long as I get into the fairway, I've allowed my wedge game, I'm a good enough player to kind of force that four. And I think he did everything right. And I think in the situation, if I was caddying, I would have probably said the right same thing. I think get in the fairway, at least give ourselves a chance. And I mean, that flag there, you've seen people spin it down and even chance of holding it. And... and especially at the Masters, you can't imagine that not happening at some point. So I think he did the right thing. I think a few people disagree with me and say, oh no, he should have kind of got it around the green. But I think until you're in that situation and that basically that course, and you know your misses are so small and you can't afford to miss it on the wrong side, otherwise you are looking at double bogey, bogey. And I think he was just really making sure he didn't make that score and basically force Garcia to win it.
How tough is that course, do you think?
Everybody that's been there, I mean, I've not been lucky enough to be there yet myself, right, but everybody that's been there said it's so hilly, your misses are so small.
You don't see it properly on the telly, do you?
No.
Contours are just ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I mean, our man that we get on, Steve, of an afternoon, Keith, who works for Sky, he was fortunate enough to play it 18 months ago because the media go into a ballot to play it today. And if you're lucky enough, obviously, you get drawn out of the hat, and he was able to play it. And he plays off 8, and I think he hits an 89. Which he was delighted with. But he said, because he played with one of the caddies that is a regular at Augusta, he said that, you know, I'd be lining up a putt and the caddy would be standing up like 90 degrees to his right, saying, no, you need to aim over here because you just don't appreciate the breaks in some of these greens. And he said, if the caddy wasn't there, he would have shot easily over 100 because it's just experience. I mean, you've seen some of the shots they play. They aren't even aiming anywhere near the hole. They'll hit it 20 yards right and it'll end up next to the pin. It's fantastic. It just requires a lot of imagination, and that's why it's such a good course to watch.
It's great to watch on the telly. BBC or Sky? I was switching a bit. I had a bit of Peter Alice going on, a bit of Butch, but Butch looks at me a bit too much, so I have to turn away.
a bit like you now, isn't it?
I think I ended up with BBC. I like Peter Alice when it comes to the drama.
Hazel Irvin's last tournament as well.
Hazel, was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's
you stick with the Beebe, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm Sky all the way.
Right, you're Sky.
You've got a lot better over the years. I used to be quite critical of them, but... Watching Padraig Harrington was really good as well all week long, so I stuck with Sky.
He's not nailed his colours to the mast, has he?
That's because he could end up working for either of them.
He's waiting to see where his career goes, isn't he?
Hopefully.
Brilliant. I think the other thing we should say, actually, is beating Rose, who actually is a man who's won at the Olympics and the US Open, that's no mean feat in itself, is it? This is a guy who knew apparently how to see it out but couldn't hold him off as well.
Exactly, and both of them played together since being children, definitely in the amateur days, so they kind of knew each other's game, which I think probably helped Sergio a little bit. Almost like Danny Willett last year with Westwood, kind of playing with a friend and playing a match play against his friend. But definitely, I think everybody fancied Rose against him in the playoff. That calibre, like you say, Steve, he's already won a major championship in the US Open, and for me, that really kind of, I was, to be honest, I'm a big Sergio fan, but I was kind of fancying Rose in that instance just because of his calibre of player he is and the fact that he's got over that line before.
It's funny you mentioned the playing partners, though, because I actually thought, for that same reason, Spieth and Fowler would sort of, you know, G each other on throughout the day and just compete with each other. And almost like it was two mates going out for a round and they just capitulated, really. It was quite weird to see. Because that's the first time Spieth hasn't finished outside the top two ever in the Masters, so... It was weird to see him not contend, and I just wondered if how much of a factor that plays. Like you say, playing with a friend. I mean, they've been partners in the Ryder Cup as well. Garcia is not the most likable by all accounts by all the pros on tour, because of the way he's conducted himself in the past and things he said to various people. That being said, he's very likable to watch as a fan. I think that will have helped him a lot. Playing with someone he can call a friend, and you seen, didn't you, throughout the round there were little points where they'd shake hands or give each other a high five, and it felt really nice. And I just wondered if it had been a little bit different had Garcia been playing alongside Fowler or Spieth. But all these players now that used to play with each other, they're all quite good friends, aren't they, at that level?
Yeah, like for when I was caddying in the European Tour, it's almost like a large family. You're all playing together, you've all got your players that you like to play with, you play your practice rounds with, and you do have that camaraderie. Oh, you want him to win, you want him to do well. And I think playing with a friend definitely probably settled him, which is quite nice.
Absolutely.
Alex, what are you up to at the moment there? People want to see a little bit more on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Been filmed here now. You're going to put that on?
Definitely. This will be going on hopefully tonight or tomorrow, which will be really exciting. Just give people an insight to what you guys do here and the back scene behind the scenes of radio. But also just show like what kind of golf is, and then more tips coming on Tuesdays. We do like course logs on Thursdays. So really just... loads and loads of really fun content and putting away, making golf exactly as fun as we can.
Great to have you. What's it called? How do people find it on the YouTube?
So it's Alex Elliott Golf. You put it into YouTube and it's me wearing my Bunker Mentality clothing. So it'll be a nice blue top, and watch out for me there. Loads of content coming up.
Top stuff. Great to see you over here. This is Radio City Talk.